Today, Heckam changes go into effect. What you need to know. Certificate of occupancy is not required on H4Ps until the lingering impact of hurricanes, and the Congressional Budget Office says that restricting FHA loans would save billions. You're listening to episode 484 for Monday, October 2nd. Welcome back, fellow reverse mortgage professionals. You know what today is. That's right, when the new Heckam changes go into effect. And here's a quick wrap-up, just in case you missed any of these points. First, two-tiered upfront FHA insurance premiums have been nixed, but the first-year distribution limits do remain in effect. Borrowers will now pay 2% upfront FHA mortgage insurance premiums, regardless of their draw amount. However, the ongoing FHA MIP has been reduced by 75 basis points to 0.5%. Lending ratios have also been reduced, or PLF factors, and funds will drop approximately 11 to 20%, depending on the age and the margin that is chosen. Next, let's look at some of the benefits, which I could say quite honestly are easy to overlook because these changes are a challenge for our industry. But here we go. First of all, the increase in the margin, and it may be a modest one from your lender, is going to be partially offset when it comes to the loan growth or negative amortization. Why? Because of the lowered ongoing MIP premium. That's right, 0.5% instead of 1.25%. Also, lenders big and small will be working with a smaller marketing budget and reduced margins. That is margins on the back end or their profitability, and this may level the playing field for smaller players and brokers. And consumers are going to benefit with a more equitable ongoing FHA insurance premium that's more comparable to what traditional FHA borrowers pay. Here's a pointer. Don't ever bring up the old guidelines or history unless you spoke to someone beforehand who had just waited too long. And lastly, sell the benefits of the changes, but don't dwell on the shortcomings or the reduced lending ratios. Again, those are outside of your control. I would say the biggest benefit that we can take away from this change is the cost savings over the life of the loan. If we're focused just on the upfront cost and not the ongoing cost of insurance, then we're walking over a dollar to pick up a dime. And I would use that with your borrowers and prospects as well. Well, FHA has given us an unexpected gift and put something in the stocking of Heckam for purchase originators. That's right. A little relief was offered to Heckam professionals who work in the H4P market last Friday. In essence, they just moved the proverbial yardstick significantly for the Heckam for purchase borrower. On Friday, September 29th, FHA announced that it updated its resource knowledge base with the following new FAQs regarding the Heckam for purchase transactions. And these are following the September 19th effective date in the Heckam final rule. Now they're going to make more updates in the future. So here's the question from the FAQ. Here's the first question in the FAQ. When can a mortgagee take the Heckam initial loan application on a property that's going to serve as collateral on an H4P transaction? Well, here's the answer. The mortgagee may take the initial loan application either prior to or after the completion of Heckam counseling. That's before Heckam counseling. Now, keep in mind that the same rules apply when it comes to borrower incurred costs. Yes, you can't pass them on that early. Here's the next question. Must the mortgagee obtain a copy of the certificate of occupancy? Well, the answer is yes, but here's the big change. The certificate of occupancy, or CO, is required to be included in the case binder. Mortgagees may obtain the CO at any time prior to submission for endorsement. And this is really generous because in the final rule, it said that they were considering the request to not require a certificate of occupancy until loan closing. Well, they moved the yardstick just a little bit further, in fact, significantly until Heckam endorsement. But I would expect to see your lender implement their own internal guidelines and to issue further guidance as to when a CO must be received because they don't want an uninsurable loan. And there you have it, a wrap-up for the positive changes for Heckam for purchase borrowers and H4P originators alike. If you originate loans or have borrowers in the areas that have been impacted by Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, or Maria, you'll want to listen. Now, there has been extensive damage throughout Florida and other states due to a series of summer hurricanes, and it may be a very sticky situation for originators who have loans pending on properties in these regions. Anytime a natural disaster strikes, FHA has rules that apply to loans that have not closed or even been endorsed. They must undergo what's called a special damage inspection. protection to ensure that the home remains safe and also maintained. A FEMA, or Federal Emergency Management Administration, defined quote-unquote incident period ends. But then FHA issued a waiver that allows mortgagees to begin performing inspections before the end of that period. The work must be completed in, quote, all presidentially declared major disaster areas, or PDMDAs, and that consists of the areas that have been hit or that were in the storm's path. And some wisdom was shared by both reverse mortgage originators and servicers in Reverse Mortgage Daily. One of those was Tim Linger, multi-state sales manager at Heckam Senior Home Financing in Orlando, Florida. Now, he says, as long as the necessary repairs do not exceed 15% of the home's value or present a major risk to health and safety, he said a set-aside could be used to get the property up to speed and repaired. But also, any clients that are needing repairs should interview a number of contractors to make sure they're getting a fair bid. He also advises anyone with extensive damage to contact their servicing company right away to begin the process of dealing with the insurance and the lender. Heckam servicer Champion Mortgage told RMD it's still too early to assess the full extent of the damage, but they have sent employees to a variety of industry events to help those affected by the hurricanes. We have also assigned one-on-one support for customers through the single points of contact, said Champion in a statement. The world of traditional FHA lending could change, that is, if the CBO's recommendations are taken. The government could save billions if it allowed only first-time homebuyers and those with a low to moderate income to access the FHA products, this according to a new study from the CBO, or the Congressional Budget Office. The nonpartisan CBO says that FHA would reduce their insurance losses by $7 billion if the administration were to take the steps that they recommend, along with a $77 billion reduction in new loan guarantees. What spurred the report? Private market competition, that's right. As more private products entered the market to help first-time buyers or those with lower incomes, the CBO feels that there may in fact be less of a need for the FHA product to be offered to others who are not first-time home buyers. The CBO wrote, recently, mortgage borrowers with good credit scores, large down payments, or low ratios of debt to income have started to see more options in the private market. The CBO estimates that the share of FHA-insured mortgages going to such borrowers is likely to keep shrinking as credit standards in the private market continue to ease. That change would leave FHA with a riskier pool of borrowers, creating risk management challenges similar to the ones that contributed to the agency's high levels of insurance claims and losses during the recession. So what will happen? Well, the office has looked at different options, several in fact, and then they scored which one would be more popular. What would happen if FHA did in fact change their rules to ensure only a portion of potential lender losses? That would also reduce their risk, or even require, catch this, counseling for certain forward mortgage borrowers, or lowering the maximum value that FHA would insure. The CBO ran an interesting fix with FHA giving borrowers a grant up front to help cover a portion of their down payment, that's to get them into their new home, but then receive a portion of the home's equity in return over time to repay that down payment grant. The CBO concluded in their statement, quote, the options are designed to let FHA continue to fulfill its primary mission of ensuring access to credit to first-time home buyers and low-income borrowers. That wraps up another episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. Be sure to visit HeckamWorld.com for this week's latest video, where we discuss the recent Heckam changes and also how Heckam changes have reduced industry volume since 2009. Thanks again, as always, for joining us, and be sure to tune in next week.